Thanks, John. 12:31. This is Radio Noon. My name's Sean Appel. You're listening to us on all the stations of the Quebec Community Network. We're going to talk online grocery shopping. Now, we're doing it today because the Metro chain has announced this week it is going to try online shopping for really the first time. You're going to be able to log on to a website, do all your shopping from your computer. So this is going to be new for Metro. And by the way, we asked if we could speak with Metro, and they said they didn't want to talk about it. It happens already in Quebec, of course. IGA offers this. They're expanding their offering of online grocery shopping. So if you've done this, I would love to hear from you about the experience. 514-597-4500. Toll free, 1-877-597-4500. I have never tried it. One of the reasons I've never tried it, I'm a bit of a control freak. So here's some of my questions to you, and this is what we're trying to get at. Would you leave somebody else with the responsibility, the authority for deciding whether the loaf of bread that they are picking out is absolutely the right one, whether it has the right feel and the right aroma? What about picking the bananas? Are they just the right bananas that you want? Would you trust somebody else to check the egg carton, make sure that there are no cracked eggs? Because usually that is a pretty big part of my shopping ritual. So are you too much of a control freak to let somebody else pick out your groceries? Would you try online grocery shopping? 514-597-4500. Toll free, 1-877-597-4500. You can text us, 514-566-9066. And again, if you have tried it, would love to hear from you about the experiences. Joining me in studio, my producer today and my colleague here at CBC, Rebecca Ugolini, brought you in because we've been talking about this a lot behind the scenes, and this whole question of, do you trust somebody else to pick out your tomatoes for you? I think I know where you stand on this. You're a bit of a control freak, right?
I trust almost no one.
You trust almost no one with anything
in life,
ever.
In general, right.
Yeah, which makes you a good producer.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Shopper, what do you like in the store?
Well, I'm very particular. Like for tomatoes, I like buying tomatoes on the vine, but I don't want them all to be ripe or all to be unripe. I like for a couple to be mushy and some to be hard. And you can find that if you dig hard enough. It also really bothers me when the labels on things are kind of peeling or ruined or not quite right. Some labels have printing defects that drive me crazy. I want it to be perfect.
A label on what?
A label like, you know, a label on a bread or a label on something else like a yogurt. That drives me a little crazy. Like if I can't read the expiration date too, sometimes they stamp it. They don't stamp it just right. Those kind of things drive me. And I know you're probably thinking this sounds crazy.
No, I'm thinking it's that sounds kind of like me when I'm grocery shopping.
Yeah, and it's the worst because when someone's coming over to your house, they're like, oh, do you need anything? And you're like, you're thinking, yeah, I want strawberries, but I want them to be strawberry smelling and I want them to be no green tips and I want them to be... So you just end up saying, no, I don't need anything. Yeah. And then you just go yourself.
Okay, so online grocery shopping.
Oh, there's no way. There's absolutely no way.
All right. Rebecca Ugolini, thank you very much. Go
Thanks,
back
Sean.
To the other side of the glass now. Our producer today, Rebecca Ugolini, we're asking you, are you too much like Rebecca, and like me, I guess, to be honest, to try the online grocery shopping? 514-597-4500 or toll-free, 1-877-597-4500. Although I have to say, I am tempted to try it. How about you? The text message line, 514-566-9066. You can tweet at us. It's at CBC Radio Noon, and Facebook is CBC Montreal. I was mentioning Metro is about to get started in this, but didn't want to talk with us. IGA, though, they've been doing it for a while. Earlier today, I spoke with Alain Dumas. He speaks for IGA. He's in charge of their digital strategy, including online shopping. I'm going to just mention a couple of details because we spoke for a while, and then I edited down the interview for length. So we talked a little bit about the picking fee. So someone's picking out the stuff for you, obviously. You pay $4 for that. There's also a delivery fee of another $4, although that's optional because there's also something called click and collect where I choose the stuff online, then I go to an IGA to pick all of this up. Anyway, here is my interview with Alain Dumas of IGA. Alain Dumas, hi there, and welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So we're talking online grocery shopping. How is the online grocery shopping business going for IGA?
The business is going very well. As you probably know, we have a growth of around 20% of sales per year for the last 8 years. So it's still a niche in terms of sales, but still a niche that have a lot of growth ahead of it.
Right, because everybody tells me, even if it sounds like from what you're saying that it is growing quite dramatically, it represents a tiny fraction of all grocery shopping, right?
Yes, because and I think it's cultural in Quebec. People likes to go to our store, and mostly we try to have stores that give great experience to customers. But from time to time, people like to use different services to obtain their grocery shopping, so they use the service. And also, there's a new kind of customer I can call, such as small businesses, offices, kindergarten, and other people that use the service that is not our usual customers in store.
So how much bigger do you think it can get?
I don't expect that service to close down the stores for sure. But for me, it's going to be, we have some sectors of customers that are developing very rapidly, such as the new baby boomers that go in retreat. So, and people with problems with mobility. So there's a growth for sure.
You charge $4 as an assembly fee.
Yeah.
Who's assembling?
Mostly in Montreal, where we have kind of a good volume of sales, there are dedicated people that assembly those orders. So it's really employee from the stores.
One last question. It has to do with the professional pickers you were talking about. You said earlier, you said, well, we know people like to, especially in Quebec, people like to go into the store. So we are wondering here about the whole question of, would we trust other people to pick out the right tomatoes for us, or, you know, the right produce, the right loaf of bread, and just, you know, that it's going to feel exactly the way that I want it to feel? How do you deal with that?
There's two ways we deal with that. First is that you can write down a comment per product on your orders. But mostly what we see historically is that first orders, people have a tendency to only buy products that are, I can call, non-fresh. But over time, they understand that the picker are selecting product based on the fact that they know that you don't have the choice of the product, so they make sure that the product is perfect. So mostly with the experience, people have a tendency to increase the number of fresh product they put in their orders.
That example that I was giving a couple of seconds ago about the bananas, the green banana versus the one with the brown spots. Can I, when I'm placing my order as a customer, can I say I want the banana that's perfectly 2 days past ripe with the brown spots?
Exactly, and that's something that it's used by the customers frequently, because we give the customers the customer is able to put a comment per product in this order.
Alain Dumas, listen, thanks for your time.
Thanks to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Alain Dumas. He works for IGA, talking about their online grocery business. We're asking about that today, 514-597-4500. Are you the kind of person who is okay sort of giving over control to someone else who's going to pick out, for example, your bananas, your tomatoes? Although, of course, as one texter is pointing out, you could get just the canned goods on the computer, and then you could go to the fruit store for the fruit. That's true. Here's this story from Patrick from St. Laurent on the text message line. It says, my wife bought online from IGA, and they sent rotten tomatoes. When she tried to complain by phone, she spent 3 hours trying to get someone to fix the problem. At the end, she told them to give her back the tomatoes money, all for $2 of tomatoes. And then Stephen in NDG says, Sean, you need to hear the monologue by Rodney Dangerfield about picking tomatoes in a supermarket. He refused all the tomatoes because if they were good ones, why didn't anybody else pick any of them? Which is a good question. I'm interested in hearing that. Thanks, Stephen. Let's go to the phone lines now. It's 514-597-4500, and Bridget's calling from Montreal West. Hi, Bridget.
Hi. Good afternoon.
So you have any experience with this?
Yes, I do. It was when I was living in London, England. We used to do our food shopping online, and it really helped us. It's when I went back to work when my daughter was one, and obviously, you know, busy lifestyle, both my husband and I working, and we used to do all of our food shopping online, but we only did sort of the non-fresh produce shopping online.
Okay, so you'd get the canned goods, for example.
All the canned goods, you know, all the sort of products we need for the kitchen, cleaning products, the bathroom, all sort of staples, essentials, cereal, crackers, cookies, things like that.
And the resistance, the reluctance around the produce, was that for the reasons that I was talking about, that you just sort of don't trust anybody else to bring you the right stuff?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, especially, sometimes sort of the heavier items, if you're buying bottles of water or cleaning products, canned goods, those are sort of the heavier products. So it's just easier to sort of buy that all in bulk online, and then just easier to stop by the store and sort of pick up on a regular basis sort of the fresh produce, and yes, wanting to sort of choose the fresh produce myself.
That totally makes sense. Yeah. Listen, thanks for the call. Good to speak with you.
Good to speak with you. Good afternoon.
Yeah, and have a good weekend. Let's go to Elizabeth, who's calling in right now. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Sean.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Montreal.
All right, perfect. And so what do you make of online grocery shopping?
Well, I do it like for an office. Let's say bottled water, pop, or paper towels, or the coffee pods and so on. So it's really convenient because, like, it's efficient and they come and deliver it on whatever floor the office is. But I would be reluctant to do it for myself because I'm really, really picky. I check the Best Buy dates and, you know, my fruit, I'm really picky. But I might give it a try at some point. But, but unless it would be products, let's say if I know all the ingredients and so on, I would not do it like for a new product if I don't know what it is or what it, you know, what it tastes like, because I'm pretty peculiar.
Yeah.
Picky, so.
Well, me too, totally. Okay, let me ask you a question. It's just you and me talking right now. I'm picky, you're picky, but I want to know, does this ever happen to you, okay? When you're grocery shopping, sometimes I can spend 2 minutes looking at the labels, looking at all the products, I'm doing all the comparing, and still somehow I come home with the wrong thing. Like, it's the wrong flavor. Like, I thought I was bringing home the vanilla yogurt, but I bring home the plain yogurt, and that's after all the looking. Has that ever happened to you? Please say yes. Please say yes. No, eh?
Not often.
No.
And, like, if it would happen, then, you know, I'm the only one to blame. But, like, if it's... but I would probably at some point give it a try. Like, I might, you know, just to do a test run and say, okay, well, I'll see what the oranges look like or what the tomatoes look like. I know that you can write stuff like what if you have certain, let's say I love, like, plantain bananas, and I like it when they're big and when they're yellow and so on, and then, because I let them ripen.
Yeah.
But so I would probably give it a try, because I know what... When I go to the grocery store, like, if they don't have the type of plantain bananas that I want, well, I'm just not going to buy them.
Yeah.
So, and like for the milk, I always like to have that the Best Buy date is like in a month or so. And sometimes I go there, and if it's like next week, well, then, you know, I'm not going to buy it. So, I guess if it's the same, if it would be my local IGA, and I know the manager, and, you know, they could know me.
For sure. If you establish that relationship with the store, then things might feel different.
Yeah, it could become, because that's the way we're going. Like,
yeah.
With online and
online convenience, yeah, for sure. Listen,
yeah.
Thank you for the call. It's great to speak with you.
Thanks, Sean.
Bye-bye. Have a great weekend. The number here, 514-597-4500, toll-free, 1-877-597-4500. Another text message from someone saying for sick or disabled people, online grocery shopping is great. Makes sense. 514-566-9066 is the text line. Facebook is CBC Montreal, and you can tweet at us. It's at CBC Radio Noon. Join me now on the line, George Condon. He's the consulting editor for Canadian Grocer Magazine. Hi. George Condon?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi there. So I understand that this business is getting bigger, but I feel as though for 15 years or so, I have been reading articles about how it is about to get much bigger. Doesn't seem to really catch on in a big way in Canada. Why not?
Well, there's a number of reasons. First one is that Canada, unlike, say, the UK, the population is much more concentrated in the UK than it is in Canada. We really only have, you know, four big cities, and the cost of delivering groceries go up incrementally depending on the distance the truck has to travel. I mean, the perfect delivery would be to 100 apartments in one building. You know, that would be perfect. But if you have to deliver to 100 different houses over 12 or 13 miles, that it's not as effective for the grocer.
How big or small is online grocery shopping right now as a sort of a percentage of the total market?
Well, it's pretty small. The total grocery market in Canada, depending on whether you include Walmart and drugstores and so on, but if you don't include those, the total grocery industry is like $91 billion, with a B, billion dollars, and online grocery sales are less than 1%. They're closer to 0.5%. They will grow, but I don't anticipate any massive rush to online grocery. And I think probably one of your callers, I'm not sure, I only heard part of your caller, one of your last caller, but one thing about Canadians, they really like to check out their fresh produce. They really like to see it, feel it, smell it, you know, that kind of stuff. And you can't do that if you order online.
No, and that's one of the things we've been talking about, and I've been saying that that's something I really like to do. But are you telling me that we as Canadians are known for that more than in other places?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think we are. I'm not too sure about all of, the United States is so big. I mean, maybe the people in California are like Canadians. I don't know. But Canadians, we really do like to squeeze and touch and smell and look at produce.
Now, why would that be? We're known for, we're known as Canadians. We're the ones who, if someone bumps into us, we apologize. We're known for being sort of self-deprecating and very polite. So why then would we become so picky and fastidious in the supermarket?
I don't think we're picky. I think we're a northern nation, and our produce for 6 or 7 months of the year comes from another country. So we want to really check it out and make sure it's good quality.
That actually totally makes sense.
The fact that we're a northern nation.
That makes good sense. George Condon, always really good to speak with you. Thank you so much.
Okay.
George Condon, the consulting editor for Canadian Grocer Magazine. We are asking you whether you are like me, and apparently like all Canadians, not picky, but choosy when it comes to having somebody pick out your produce for you. Would that be an impediment to you when it comes to online grocery shopping? Have you tried online grocery shopping? 514-597-4500 or toll free. It's 1-877-597-4500. Jeff's calling from downtown Montreal. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how are you?
I'm all right. So, have you tried this, or would you try this?
I have tried it, and first of all, I understand your plight about the yogurt. I'll pour over products in the store and be so confident on my decision and get home and realize that whatever it was I'd been looking at was not what ended up in my bag.
I'm so happy that at least one other person does this. I actually thought the only other person in the world who did that was my mother, and she used to do that, and we would make fun of her so much, and now I'm totally getting what I deserve because I do it also.
I don't understand. I think it must be just the power of selection, the power of option, because it happens to me so frequently, and maybe fewer options would be the answer.
There you go.
In any event, I have experienced online grocery shopping in Ontario with Metro, actually.
And how was it?
It was terrible.
I
submitted my selections online, very specific, and I would say for every 20 items that I ordered and were delivered, probably 4 or 5 of them would be incorrect, either the wrong version of a product or a substitution of a different brand. I would get loaves of bread at the bottom of a box because they deliver the stuff in cardboard boxes, and it would be squished by all kinds of heavier products, you know, olive oil on top of bread. I would receive berries, and the container is popped open, and everything is stained with berries. And then you enter a back and forth with the store regarding how they're going to rectify it or how they're going to compensate you. And it was just, I think I tried it four or five times with a Metro in the Glebe in Ottawa. And
so your first experience was not great, and yet you tried it four or five times?
Yeah, I mean, they were apologetic, and after much back and forth, I mean, days I think it had to go through the owner or something. It was up to the owner to determine how it was going to be rectified.
Wow.
And it originally happened on a weekend, so it was days before the first incident was rectified, and we thought we'd give them another shot. And
I totally would have lost my mind. I am so weird when it comes to grocery shopping. I could not have handled that. So
yeah,
kudos
and
to you.
I am as well. I'm fairly particular, but I figured it was a straightforward process. They had items on their website. You can select the items, and they claim that somebody's going to drive it the kilometer or 2 kilometers to your home. It seems like a pretty streamlined process, but if they weren't ready to do it 2 hours away in Ottawa, I can't see how they're going to be ready to do it here in Quebec. They're going to deal with a massive influx of customer complaints, a really large number of returns, and they're going to lose money because they're going to end up going back to the original place of delivery two or three times to get it right.
Hmm. All right. Well, listen, it's really good to speak with you. Have a great weekend.
Take care.
Bye-bye. The number here, 514-597-4500, or toll-free, it's 1-877-597-4500. Twitter is at CBC Radio Noon. We'll go back to the phone lines. We'll go to Danielle, who's calling from Rosemont. Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am quite well, thank you. So, online grocery shopping, is this for you?
I have never tried it, so I don't have that much of an opinion on it, but I think it sounds brilliant. I mean, from the last caller, it sounded like a catastrophe, but grocery shopping for me, I'm a student, and I just rarely find the time, and I feel like I just spend too much money because I'm eating out, and I don't have time to go out and get groceries and walk back with a bunch of bags, so I think it's a great idea.
So, and you know, I'm just going to point out again, there's a fee of around $4, I guess, depending which company it is, for the assembly, and then another fee if you want the stuff delivered. You'd be willing to pay those?
I would, to be honest, just because I maybe get to the grocery store once every 2 weeks because there isn't one close to my house. So the amount of money I end up spending in cafes and in other places, honestly, I would be willing. It sounds really lazy, but I'm really not picky with my groceries.
Well, I was going to ask. Okay, let me picture this. You're in front of, do you eat cauliflower?
Well, that's the thing, though. I never buy my produce in a grocery store.
Okay, so we're taking the produce out of the equation.
Right, yeah. The produce I always get at the Jean Talon Market. I live relatively close, so I mean, even then, it's hard. If the market could deliver, that'd be really great. But, no, the produce I never get at the grocery store, so I think it's a great idea for students. But I can understand the hassles that would come with it. And for picky buyers, I didn't know there was such a large population of picky buyers.
Apparently, it's not just me. It's lots of Canadians, yeah.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, I was happy to hear that. Listen, thank you so much for phoning in. Good to speak with you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Have a great weekend. Here's a text from someone who says, my 44-year-old sister had a stroke a few years ago that left her physically disabled and unable to communicate. She does her shopping online with IGA, and it's amazing. It's pretty much the only thing she has maintained autonomy over and makes her feel good, even with every penny of the fees. Thanks for that text. The text message line, 514-566-9066. Let's go back to the phone lines. Brian's calling from Rosemont. Hi, Brian.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm as unusual as ever. I'm a real oddball in that I only or mostly buy fresh produce. So for me, all of these questions about whether the produce would arrive just the way I like it is probably going to totally dissuade me. But because I have this weird oddball perspective on shopping, I wanted to just point something out.
Hmm.
I have worked in warehousing in the food industry a long time ago, and that was at the beginning of the industrialization of food, where things were picked and packaged by machines and turned out by truckloads and carried to warehouses and so on. to my ex-hippie one point of view, this is just another step, maybe just a baby step, to industrialized, overpackaged, and inaccessible to, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Ordinary Canadian. What that does over generations is make us forget what our food is. Kids already don't know that milk comes from a cow. If every single thing they buy, they never saw it in the form it really emerged from the fields, I think our ability to cook for ourselves and think for ourselves and buy what's in season will disappear, because that consciousness will have no place to show itself to city dwellers.
So you're saying, let me see if I understand, you're saying it's already sort of a bad thing that we're not going to the farm to get the milk. And I know that I'm really sort of oversimplifying, but now you're saying, well, now we're not even going to the store to buy the milk anymore, and that's worse.
Yeah, and the tendency on the part of these mass marketers, and let's face it, the vast majority of that $91 billion is sold by chains who have multiple, you know, trademarks on the front of the store, but it's owned by three or four multi-mega billionaires in Canada. Their tendency to optimize and maximize their profit is to make everything purchasable by a click of the button on their end. The final thing I want to say is, because I'm on a really slow, low budget, and I have the time because I'm not working, I go and I buy in my store what happens to be end of lot. They've marked it down by 50% because it's the last few items on the shelf, and I'm happy. 50% off for me is a great bargain.
Sure.
But if it's done on an online, you know, marketplace, and the marketplace can't keep up with when it's the last two items, so it'll automatically mark it down, that 50% discount for me and other people for whom the last penny counts will not exist anymore.
I suppose not. Brian, we've got to go. We're almost out of time. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
That's Brian. And that is it for the calls. One last tweet here from Anik, who says, I use a local organic store. The vegetables always arrive in very good shape. I guess it all depends on the store. Thanks for the tweet, and you can tweet us anytime. It's at CBC Radio Noon. Deborah Arbeck is here. Deborah, you are the host of CBC Montreal News on TV at 6 p.m. every week. Now, what are you looking at tonight?
I am, and we're going to be telling you about how the low Canadian dollar is affecting big music festivals in the country. A lot of performers are paid, of course, in American dollars, so that's really affecting the promoters across the country. We're going to be talking to the people.